Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I follow Kevin Cole on Twitter. Used to be Pro Football Focus, started his own website. He's a data analytics guy. It's only two games. His sample size is incredibly small. If you want to be dismissive, dismiss away. Who am I to tell you what to do? Quarterback efficiency, EPA per play, expected points above average, expected points added, rather. Nobody saw this one coming. Derek Carr is top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
He's plus a half point every play.
15 possessions, 15 scores.
0.56 for Derek Carr. It's been a really impressive opener.
And he was not that last year.
No.
Or year before,
ever.
Or in his career.
Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. Landini.
Mm.
Guess who's sixth?
Who?
Jaden.
All right.
That's league wide.
All right.
I don't know what's going to happen here, but there's a man of the cloth on the line, and I know when he's on hold too long, he threatens my guy Jeff, J-Dogs Forever. Hello, Rev T. How do you do?
Man, I'm good, JP. See, it's Victory Monday, and what folks got to understand what's happening with JD5 is he's starting to bring hope alive back into the VMV. And what they saw up in Northwest Stadium yesterday was the young boy was getting protection, and he was making progression. And at the end of the day, I'm all in it. You got a team trying to find out who they are to tell people where they from, and so I say they starting to look like the mighty Commanders. Hey, man, I'm all in. It's Victory Monday. Put all them negative vibes aside, man, and celebrate like it ain't no tomorrow. Hey, man, I'm good with this. 1-1, let's keep having the fun. Hey, JP, hey, B-Mitch, hey, Jeff, guess what? Why not us? Why not us? Y'all know who this is. The People's Hype Man, stand with me on Victory Monday. Rev T. Believe, baby. Why not us? The mighty Commanders. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, Reverend.
I'm another fan now.
Now, I understand that the Reverend might play by his own rules, Landfill, but I don't believe he actually gave us a credit pie. Did you hear that, Brian? Was there one in there?
He said some people were doing some good things. JD is bringing hope back to the DMV.
JD5 is keeping hope alive. Nobody can spin a wrestling promo like the Reverend. Nick is in Charleston. Nick, what up, dude?
What's up, fellas? I'd like to give my 100% credit pie split up against or across the entire 11 guys on the kick return team. I know some guys already said it. But that first play, even with the holding, who knows if there's no holding, maybe Eckler's not sprinting all the way down and Gano's not falling behind them and, pulling that hammy, which, you know, changed the rest of the game. So that's where I'd like to give all 100% to.
So 100% goes to the first play of the game when Graham Gano pulled his hammy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, what, they had to go for two twice that four down? The game where neighbors dropped the ball, they could have kicked the field goal there. Changed the whole landscape of the game. You never want to root for someone to get hurt, but, you know, that's just how it rolled yesterday, and I think that's the major part of it.
All right. Thank you, bro. Appreciate you, Nick.
Like Russell Wilson White said, that's just how we roll. What it is.
It certainly made a huge impact, obviously.
Hey, man. It is a part of football, though.
Drew is on the line. Drew fed Jeff yesterday. What up, Drew?
Hey, guys. So you know I like to cook. And I'm going to tell you about the credit pie. But my credit pie is not done yet. it's still being made. And the good news is we got some ingredients that we haven't been able to put in the credit pie in a while. And so we got coaches that can make positive halftime adjustments. We got a quarterback that's going to be a bad man. And we got a general manager that's still finding us more ingredients. So when this pie is baked, it's going to come out and taste delicious. And it's going to have a flavor we haven't had in a while. And that's the flavor that makes other teams afraid to play this team. And we're not there yet. But you could see us going that way. And when that comes out of the oven, it's going to taste sweet. So
thank you, Drew. Good call, dude. Thank you, buddy. I want to have a conversation. So here's what we're going to do. I want to have a brief conversation about the fans. I thought the crowd was pretty damn good yesterday.
I thought they were hype yesterday.
All right, well, we'll see.
Even after the game.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I want to let everybody on the phones finish up, and then I do want to go around the league. Barry Sferluga is going to join us at 1:30.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Let's go to Shane in Oxon Hill. What up, Shane?
So when this pie is
Shane, you got to turn that radio down, buddy. Man. Jeff, I'm going to let you talk to him. We'll try Tony. Tony on line three. Tony, what up, dude?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to say we got to relax, man. Like, this is going to be a work in progress, man. I think, you know, with it being 20-plus years of mediocrity, we get overwhelmed and get too hyped. Like, we just got to trust the process. Like, they're going to get it together. Jalen's fine. Far as the defense, like, a lot of those guys didn't play preseason. Like, they still catching up. Like, I'm cool with where we're at. I just want to see progression, and I want us to compete. And that's what I saw yesterday. I'll take the 7 field goals. A win is a win at the end of the day.
There you go.
Happy Victory Monday. Y'all enjoy it, savor it. There's some more to come. But, yeah, we just got to be patient, man. Like, we got to trust the process. We got football people making football moves. And that's what it's going to be.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call, brother. It's a good call. There's something to be said. This is from the first round draft pick on Twitter. He said, 50% to Seibert for obvious reasons, 40% to the offense. We haven't mentioned this, and this is a good point. They dominated time of possession in this thing.
Yeah.
And
for two games.
That, when I talk about the offensive efficiency, I get that there's like this analytical community that doesn't like how Terry McLaurin, the majority of the time, lines up on the left side, and they think everything's too A-dot, that they're not getting much in the pass game down the field, and that, you know, everything's at the line of scrimmage. But, dude, I think if you've looked at this offense through two games, it's leaps and bounds better than last year, probably than the last 5 years. I think in the second half of both games, a lot of the early stuff that is at the line of scrimmage, kind of playing horizontally instead of vertically. It sets something up later that allows for big plays. Last week, if they had just hit the shot to Terry, that entire situation is different. Jaden missed him. There's going to be misses, but like, don't act like that deep shot wasn't there. The throw to Noah Brown yesterday, one of the last plays of that game, arguably the biggest offensive play of that game for Washington. There were some big B-Rob runs in there too. I'm not trying to discount anything, but I mean, that was a 34-yard gain coming out of the 2-minute warning in a tie game. And I caution fans and folks to not hear something and then just decide that that's a fact. Like, it seems like people are surprised Kingsbury runs the ball as often as they do.
But we complain about not running it all last year. Now they're running it effectively.
Right.
And that's a problem.
It should be a dream. When Cliff had things cooking in Arizona, James Conner and Chase Edmonds ran the hell out of the football. They have very clearly tried to recreate that with Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler. That's a good thing, folks.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
If you establish that running game, that passing game becomes a lot easier.
Shane is back. Shane, what you got, bud?
What's going on, fellas, man?
What's up, brother?
I just want to say that I'm going to give my man Siebert, I'm going to give him about 40%. All right? So I'm going to give B-Rob 30, and then I'm going to give my man St. Juice another 30. You could split B-Rob and Eckler 30, man. I guess you can get him 15 or 14. But, and I just wanted to piggyback on that and say also, man, you know, this is the tone surrounding the team starting to get, you know, just letting us build and develop things. I think that's the way that it should have been the whole offseason. And I got a lot of flack from a lot of people for being a realist and saying that I don't believe that the team was ready to compete this year, or, you know what I'm saying? And if we do, and if we overachieve, great. But I think we got to set the bar as a rebuild and always remind that. But I heard a lot of 10-win predictions and stuff. We ain't going to get into all that.
You didn't hear him on this program. You did not hear him on this program.
I got killed for being a realist last week, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to say that, man, we just got to be patient with the team. We know that we don't have that many pieces right now, but we just got to let the young guys grow, guys like Jaden and Ben Sennett and just like Johnny Newsome, you know, we got to let these guys develop and let Adam Peters get more draft classes in. And when that comes along, I think we're going to hit on some, you know, key free agents and stuff like that. But it's a thing that's going to happen over time, man. And I think that we just got to temper our expectations. Yes, we got the W. It was a beautiful dub. I want to also say Cliff Kingsbury looked great in the second half with his play call, and I think he picked it up. I want to give him his kudos to that, you know what I'm saying, with the run game and stuff like that. I think we did better.
Thanks, bud.
That's it.
That's a good call. Thanks for calling back, too, Shane. Appreciate you checking us out.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do this. When we come back, I want to talk about the actual stadium, about the vibe, about the crowd. 1 o'clock, I want to go around the NFL. It's a busy, busy, busy day on B. Mitch and Finley.